Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Donkey of the day for Monday, March 23rd goes to Mayor Pam Triola and City Manager Michael Bornstein and all the council members of Lake Worth Beach, Florida. Now, what does your Uncle Charla always say? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, but we can't just chalk this up to Florida. No, this right here has to do with the lack of empathy and sympathy that some of us in America have for others. Now, everybody knows America is based on the haves and have nots, and having is a privilege. Simple as that. And when you have, you must use that privilege to help the have nots. Okay. In a lot of cases, you have to use that privilege to combat the prejudice that the have nots usually receive. And you would think that this global pandemic that is impacting everyone called coronavirus or COVID-19, Corona Quimby, that damn Rona, whatever you want to call it, you would think that it would bring people together. Why? Because we all in the same boat. Doesn't matter what your race is, gender is, sexuality is, religion is, social status, financial status. None of that matters. OK, it doesn't matter how many followers you got on IG, Twitter, TikTok. Doesn't matter what your last name is, where you from. Any and everybody can get it. Any and everybody is being affected by it. Okay. This is a virus that has brought the country to a standstill. The dollars aren't circulating. Nothing is moving. So at a time like this, you would think that humans would understand what other humans are going through. But no, not in Palm Beach County, a place that has the third highest number of reported coronavirus cases in that state, which is 22. But it's also important to note that none of those are in the city of Lake Worth Beach. Now, all over the country, politicians at all levels are trying to figure out the best ways to deal with the threats to health and the economy caused by that damn Rona. Okay, everybody is trying to figure it out. Now, I can't expect everyone to have all the answers. This is a problem that will require many solutions. But I do know that we shouldn't be causing people more problems at a time like this. We all have to collectively attempt to lighten each other's loads, especially those of us who, you know, have. Okay, well, City Manager Michael Bornstein clearly doesn't believe this logic because he turned off electricity for 50 customers on Tuesday before the city turned off people's utilities. Okay, this is happening all over America, people. Utility disconnections are happening all over this country because folks are losing their jobs because of that damn Rona. And can you imagine being that heartless, that cruel, that evil, that you say, I know people are losing their jobs to an external factor they can't control, but screw all that. Turn their lights off. Okay, remember when I said the haves have to use their privilege to protect the have-nots? Well, this is the opposite of that. Okay, now, usually during Donkey Today, I would have to, you know, get on Mayor Pam Triola's ass, and I would have to have some sharp words for Michael Bornstein, but not today. Why? Because not all heroes carry hammers and are the kings of their own fictional countries in Africa. See, it's a brother named Omari Hardy, who is 30 years old, and he's a city council member who has been requesting an emergency meeting of the city council to discuss the pandemic and to discuss why in the hell would you cut people's utilities off at a time like this. And of course, those devils declined the request. In fact, the city manager, Michael Bornstein, said he talked to other city council members and no one other than Omari believed an emergency meeting about the pandemic was necessary. It's amazing to me that those mayonnaise flavored mammals don't understand the law of karma. Every action generates a force of energy that returns to us. And this weekend, Omari Hardy was the beginning stages of that karma. Oh, he was a force of energy. Listen to how Omari Hardy stepped up for the people and challenged the powers that be for turning off people's utilities during this global pandemic.
We could have banned large gatherings. We could have closed the beach. We could have put a moratorium on utility shutoffs.
I recessed.
Also not within your power, and the attorney has held that that's true. You came up with new rules at the beginning of the meeting, and then you didn't even want to follow the rules that you came up with.
And you said we're on that.
I don't care anything about this. We should have been talking about this last week.
Can we?
We cut off people's utilities this week and made them pay what could have been their last check to us to turn their lights on in a global health pandemic. But you don't care about that, and you didn't want to meet. But every other year, you go around and beg people for their votes.
Can we explain
the reason? You care more about your relationship with that guy than you care about the relationship with the people who don't go to work in this building.
Order, you are done. You are done. Disrespectful.
Disrespectful is what you've done to the working people in the city.
I didn't do anything.
You failed to act.
I didn't do anything.
When you're a leader, you failed to act. You said you didn't do anything. You failed to act.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Omari Hardy. Amari, salute to you, brother. I read about you in the Washington Post, and I read how you said you didn't know how to feel about how you spoke to them devils. King, you did nothing wrong, okay? Mayor Pam Triola had the nerve to tell that brother he was being disrespectful. No, what's disrespectful is you being a disgusting human jaw of Hellman's and not caring about the same people who voted your ass into that position, okay? Michael Bornstein, the city manager, was disrespectful is you leaving a bunch of folks that you are supposed to represent in the dark, literally, while you go to your house and enjoy regular everyday creature comforts like lights in the bathroom. This is why voting on all levels matter. I don't care what y'all say. Those people were put in those positions because folks voted for them. Okay, black people, we have to be involved. We need more folks like Omari Hardy at these tables because he's clearly one of us. All right, and if he's not one of us, he's looking out for us. Imagine if that brother wasn't there speaking on behalf of the have-nots. This wouldn't even be a story. Hell, we probably wouldn't even know these folks had their utilities cut off. That's why we have to have more public servants in those positions, not fake public servants, but actual public servants who care about the needs of the people, the public, okay? Omari Hardy is one of those people. Mayor Pam Triola and Michael Bornstein are not. Please let Kathy Griffin give Mayor Pam Triola, City Manager Michael Bornstein, and all the council members in Lake Worth Beach, Florida, the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
You know, this got me to thinking, right? Like, how many places is this happening and we don't know about it? Because I was also reading in the Washington Post that, you know, the state of Maine is disconnecting people's utilities. And, you know, I just told y'all about what's happening in Lake Worth Beach, Florida. Like, how many places is this happening and we don't know about it? Because these people just simply, their voices aren't loud enough.
Right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.